I was thinking about snow,
said Shadow. In Kinko's, Wednesday set about photocopying the deposit slips from the bank. He had the clerk instant print him 2 sets of 10 business cards. Shadow's head had begun to ache, and there was an uncomfortable feeling between his shoulder blades. He wondered if he had slept on it wrong, if it was an awkward legacy of the night before his sofa. Wednesday sat at the computer terminal, composing a letter, and with the clerk's help, making several large-sized signs.
Snow,
thought Shadow.
High in the atmosphere. Perfect, tiny crystals that form about a minute piece of dust. Each a lace-like work of unique, six-sided fractal art. And the snow crystals clump together into flakes as they fall, covering Chicago in their white plenty, inch upon inch.
Here,
said Wednesday. He handed Shadow a cup of Kinko's coffee, a half-dissolved lump of non-dairy creamer powder floating on the top.
I think that's enough, don't you?
Enough what?
Enough snow. Don't want to immobilize the city, do we?
The sky was a uniform battleship gray. Snow was coming, yes.
I didn't really do that. I mean, I didn't. Did I?
Drink the coffee. It's foul stuff, but it will ease the headache.
Then he said,
good work.
Wednesday paid the Kinko's clerk, and he carried his signs and letters and cards outside to the car. He opened the trunk of his car, put the papers in a large black metal case of the kind carried by payroll guards, and closed the trunk. He passed Shadow a business card.
Who is A. Haddock, Director of Security, A1 Security Services?
You are.
A. Haddock?
Yes.
What does the A stand for?
Alfredo, Alphonse, Augustine, Ambrose, your call entirely.
Oh, I see.
I'm James O'Gorman. Jimmy to my friends. See, I've got a card, too.
They got back in the car.
If you can think A. Haddock as well as you thought snow, we should have plenty of lovely money with which to wine and dine my friends of tonight.
And if we're in jail by this evening?
Then my friends will just have to make do without us.
I'm not going back to prison.
You won't be.
I thought we had agreed that I wouldn't be doing anything illegal.
You aren't. Possibly aiding and abetting, a little conspiracy to commit, followed, of course, by receiving stolen money, but trust me, you'll come out of this smelling like a rose.
Is that before or after your elderly Slavic Charles Atlas crushes my skull with one blow?
His eyesight's going. He'll probably miss you entirely. Now, we still have a little time to kill. The bank closes at midday on Saturdays, after all. Would you like lunch?
Yes. I'm starving.
I know just the place.
He hummed as he drove some cheerful song that Shadow could not identify. Snowflakes began to fall, just as Shadow had imagined them, and he felt strangely proud. He knew, rationally, that he had nothing to do with the snow, just as he knew the silver dollar he carried in his pocket was not, and never had been, the moon. But still, they stopped outside a large shed-like building. A sign said that the all-you-can-eat lunch buffet was $4.99.
I love this place.
Good food?
Not particularly. But the ambiance is unmissable.
The ambiance that Wednesday loved, it turned out, once lunch had been eaten, Shadow had the fried chicken and enjoyed it, was the business that took up the rear of the shed. It was, the hanging flag across the center of the room announced, a bankrupt and liquidated stock clearance depot. Wednesday went out to the car and reappeared with a small suitcase, which he took into the men's room. Shadow figured he'd learn soon enough what Wednesday was up to, whether he wanted to or not, and so he prowled the liquidation aisles, staring at the things for sale. Boxes of coffee for use in airline filters only. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle toys and Xena, Warrior Princess harem dolls. Teddy bears that played patriotic tunes on the xylophone when plugged in, and other teddy bears that played seasonal songs on the xylophone when plugged in. Cans of processed meat, galoshes and sundry overshoes, marshmallows, Bill Clinton presidential wristwatches, artificial miniature Christmas trees, salt and pepper shakers in the shapes of animals, body parts, fruit and nuts, and Shadow's favorite, A just-add-real-carrot snowman kit with plastic coal eyes, a corncob pipe, and a plastic hat. Shadow thought about how you made the moon seem to come out of the sky and become a silver dollar, and what made a woman get out of her grave and walk across town to talk to you.
"Isn't it a wonderful place?"
asked Wednesday when he came out of the men's room. His hands were still wet, and he was drying them off on a handkerchief.
"They're out of paper towels in there."
He had changed his clothes. He was now wearing a dark blue jacket with matching trousers, a blue knit tie, a thick blue sweater, a white shirt, and black shoes. He looked like a security guard, and Shadow said so.
"What can I possibly say to that, young man?"
said Wednesday, picking up a box of floating plastic aquarium fish. "They'll never fade, and you'll never have to feed them."
"Other than to congratulate you on your perspicacity. How about Arthur Haddock? Arthur's a good name."
"Too mundane."
"Well, you'll think of something. There, let us return to town. We should be in perfect time for our bank robbery, and then I shall have a little spending money."
"Most people would simply take it from the ATM."
"Which is, oddly enough, more or less exactly what I was planning to do."
Wednesday parked the car in the supermarket lot across the street from the bank. From the trunk of the car, Wednesday brought out the metal case and a clipboard and a pair of handcuffs. He handcuffed the case to his left wrist. He attached the other end of the cuff to the metal case's handle. The snow continued to fall. Then he put a peaked blue cap on and velcroed a patch to the breast pocket of his jacket. A1 Security was written on the cap and the patch. He put the deposit slips on his clipboard. Then he slouched. He looked like a retired beat cop and appeared somehow to have gained himself a paunch.
"Now, you do a little shopping in the food store, then hang out by the phone. If anyone asks, you're waiting for a call from your girlfriend whose car is broken down."
"So why is she calling me there?"
"How the hell should you know?"
Wednesday put on a pair of faded pink earmuffs. He closed the trunk. Snowflakes settled on his dark blue cap and on his earmuffs.
"How do I look?"
"Ludicrous,"
said Shadow.
"Ludicrous?"
"Or goofy, maybe."
Goofy and ludicrous, that's good."
The earmuffs made him appear at the same time reassuring, amusing, and ultimately lovable. He strode across the street and walked along the block to the bank building, while Shadow walked into the supermarket hall and watched. Wednesday taped a large red out-of-order notice to the ATM. He put a red ribbon across the night deposit slot, and he taped a photocopied sign up above it. Shadow read it with amusement. "For your convenience," it said, "we are working to make ongoing improvements. We apologize for the temporary inconvenience." And Wednesday turned around and faced the street. He looked cold and put upon. A young woman came over to use the ATM. Wednesday shook his head, explained that it was out of order. She cursed, apologized for cursing, and ran off. A car drew up, and a man got out holding a small gray sack and a key. Shadow watched as Wednesday apologized to the man, then made him sign the clipboard, checked his deposit slip, painstakingly wrote him out a receipt, and puzzled over which copy to keep, and finally opened his big black metal case and put the man's sack inside. The man shivered in the snow, stamping his feet, waiting for the old security guard to be done with this administrative nonsense so he could leave his takings and get out of the cold and be on his way. Then he took his receipt and got back into his warm car and drove off. Wednesday walked across the street carrying the metal case and bought himself a coffee at the supermarket.
"Afternoon, young man. Cold enough for you?"
He walked back across the street and took gray sacks and envelopes from people coming to deposit their earnings or their takings on this Saturday afternoon, a fine old security man in his funny pink earmuffs. Shadow bought some things to read. Turkey hunting. People. And because the cover picture of Bigfoot was so endearing, the Weekly World News, and stared out of the window.
"Anything I can do to help?"
asked a middle-aged black man with a white mustache. He seemed to be the manager.
"Thanks, man, but no, I'm waiting for a phone call. My girlfriend's car broke down."
"Probably the battery. People forget those things only last 3, maybe 4 years. It's not like they cost a fortune."
"Tell me about it."
"Hang in there, big guy,"
said the manager, and he went back into the supermarket. The snow had turned the street scene into the interior of a snow globe, perfect in all its details.